All right, everybody, welcome back to the Dylan Gemelli podcast. I have a very, very good episode for you today. So today I want to introduce you to my man, Taiwan Hubbard, owner and founder of H2 Hub.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Dylan, for having me on, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me the time today. So I want to kind of tell everybody real quick how I found you, why I was looking for you, and just the general interest here. So basically, on my birthday this year, I had a couple of my friends over that I haven't seen in a while that are my oldest friends. And, you know, they like to quiz me on health and fitness and diet. And one of my friends, I'm going to give him a shout out, John Tiernan. He was talking to me about hydrogen water, and I know absolutely nothing about it whatsoever, which is strange considering, you know, the market that I work in, but it's more supplements and health and stuff. So, long story short, we got to talking about it, and when I learn something new, I go straight into the research, and I mean straight into it. So even on my birthday that night, I started digging in, and he was telling me about Gary Brecka, who is quite well-known and famous, and he's the one that worked with Dana White. Well, that's what got my friend into all of the hydrogen water. Well, what I found upon my digging was just in terms of the benefits of the hydrogen water being extremely good, but the marketplace being saturated with a lot of scams, lies, misinformation. And then the more that I got into the Gary Brecka side of things, you start to find like people that obviously are much more well-versed, but don't have that big platform like he has and doesn't have all the celebrities that he has. And what I was finding was he was getting called out over and over and over. And I start reading and I start digging and I'm going, man, this is insane that this market is that big, but yet that saturated with lies. And then I start researching the bottles, and there's a million different bottles and you don't know what is what. They're priced all high. They're priced all low. People say you can get them on Alibaba. Long story short, I found Taiwan's channel and I found him to be the most insightful, the most well-versed, the one that you could really tell knew what he was talking about. Wasn't just throwing a bunch of mumbo jumbo. So I reached out to him on Instagram and happy to have heard back from him. He started educating me immediately, taking time to teach me things. So I want to really just get a full rundown and explanation on the real facts of hydrogen water. So I just want to go, as long as I've got you here, I just want to cover everything. So first, I'd just like to know, because I was talking to you before and you were talking to me about playing sports and everything, what exactly got you into hydrogen water? What's your background on it? How did you get so educated and why is it so fascinating to you?
Yeah. Well, man, let me go ahead and kind of fill you in. I'll go all the way back, man. So I played football for about 20 years of my life. It was my thing, man. I wanted to make it to the NFL, just like most people spend that much time at anything they want to excel at the highest level. And so basically, out of college, I was playing arena football while I was trying to make it to the NFL. And during that time, I got introduced to alkaline ionized water. Okay. I don't know if you heard of this, but basically there are systems that are called water ionizers that are on the market that produce a form of alkaline water that you can hook right up to your tap at home. And so my wife's cousin introduced me to it. And he started telling me about some of the amazing benefits that can come from this type of water. And needless to say, I was pretty skeptical. And I was like, man, yeah, I don't know nothing about none of that. I actually studied corporate fitness in college as well. So there's some stuff that just wasn't lining up with some of the claims.
Right.
But I did drink some of the water and I thought I noticed benefits to my training, like my recovery time being better. And so I didn't pay no mind. I just kind of was like, maybe there's something to it. I left it alone and it got brought back up some time later. And so I'm like, man, I'm going to go ahead and look into this. I'm going to try to figure it out, because I started drinking the water again and I started noticing the same benefits.
Right.
So I have a pretty inquisitive mind. I kind of want to know how things work. I've always been that way. Even when I was a little kid, I was all into, you know, the weather and different forms of science and not really. It just always captivated my attention.
Yeah.
So I started digging online and basically it's still like today, right? Like you go online and it's filled with a bunch of claims and a bunch of articles, a bunch of blogs. It's just a whole bunch of mess. And so I really couldn't get into the bottom of it, man. Didn't know which way to go. And so I'm a Christian. I prayed about it. And but anyway, a couple weeks later, I run into a gentleman by the name of Randy Sharp. Now, Randy is the definition of his last name. That man is one of the smartest men I know. Has an engineering background, chemistry background, all this kind of stuff. And I saw him discussing some of the science behind the alkaline ionized water machines. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna hit him up. So I started to talk with him about it. And we started talking about basic water electrolysis and all this stuff. And then he gave me kind of like the key. And he had said, man, this is high school chemistry, man. You know, when you take a battery and you put two little paper clips on it, and you know, on one side you're gonna produce hydrogen gas on like on the cathode, and then on the anode you're gonna produce oxygen. And he said, hydrogen is the key. It has nothing to do with the pH of the water. Mm-hmm. I started looking up molecular hydrogen in PubMed online, right? I just started looking up medical publications for molecular hydrogen, typing in whatever disease model I wanted, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, cancer, whatever. I started looking up everything I could find, and I started reading on them. And then I started reading more. I started reading more, and I was like, what in the world? Like, there's just so much about this little gas that's helping everything. And so this was at the exact same time when I had basically the biggest opportunity of my life. I had a private workout with all 32 NFL teams in attendance, and I went and I performed really well. And I thought I was going into camp. My agent was talking with a couple different teams. So I'm thinking this is it. And sure enough, at this exact same time, I was also teaching about hydrogen gas. I became utterly convicted about what I was discovering in the scientific literature. So I started teaching people about it. And I got a water ionizer. I started sharing water. I started sharing hydrogen water with people. And I started teaching about it in a way that was vastly different from the company that I bought a water ionizer from. They were saying certain claims, the water is microclustered, structured, it has negative ORP. They were using all these different other things that I was talking about, hydrogen gas. Now, man, it's about the gas in the water. And so at this time, I started gaining some notoriety. At the same time, I had this great opportunity with football. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get brought into camp that year, but my hydrogen career was taking off. And that's exactly at the same time where I basically made a choice. I said, okay, I could either go back and try again next year, or I could see where this hydrogen thing is going to take me. Because at that particular point in time, I got offered a job from a hydrogen company that was actually in Florida at the time. So I could have actually, you know, worked corporately for a company. That's what I decided to do. And I already did really well. I mean, I don't know if you see some of my rings back here, but I got some big boy rings from college and stuff like that for winning championships and stuff. So I said, man, I think I might have had a good go at it. I want to see where this hydrogen thing is going to take me.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and started to educate and teach about it at the company I was at in Florida for about 7 months doing my thing. And after that 7 months, basically, I had three different job opportunities to be president of a hydrogen company. So nice. Whatever I was doing and all the educational material I was still putting out and teaching about afforded me opportunities. And that opened up a door. I had an opportunity to own my own prepackaged hydrogen water beverage. So like hydrogen water in like bottles or cans that are prepackaged. I could have been a partial owner and president of a company out in California. I had another opportunity with a group of investors to start my own hydrogen company and bring a product to market. And then I also had another opportunity to basically do similar things to what I was doing already with the company I was doing in Florida. And so I took the one that gave me the most, power or say, right? Like I was able to control more, own more. And I did that and I started my own hydrogen company at that point. And I started teaching about the medical literature, teaching about the product itself. And during that time, man, I just got so much experience, right? Because during the first couple years of me getting into the therapeutic hydrogen industry, I was working with researchers and engineers and different things that just allowed me to download a lot of information pretty quickly. And so this catapulted me to where I'm at today, which is my company is, like you said, H2 Hub. It is a consulting hydrogen company, and we get to teach about H2 and consult with hydrogen companies and people every day. And my primary service to the industry is testing, third-party testing hydrogen products, and then providing a recommendation for people online, as well as my H2 Minutes YouTube channel. My H2 Minute YouTube channel, man, it really, both of my companies really birthed out of a necessity, but no one was teaching about this. You either had high level research studies, right, that are typically only talked about in an academic setting, right? And most people are not waking up every day reading scientific literature. Or you got marketers, sellers, and people on this side who are just trying to make a buck, right? And so with that, there's just a ton of people that's confused in the middle, in that gap. And so I was like, man, somebody's got to do something about it. And so we started making H2 Minutes YouTube videos, which is a free educational series on YouTube, where I break down everything related to, you know, hydrogen therapy and its related sciences. And I take that scientific literature and I really, man, I just condense it, reduce it, and disseminate it in a package that makes it easy and digestible, so people can start get the actual facts around hydrogen therapy. So that's a little bit of my story in a nutshell.
It's kind of wild how things like come into your life and they steer you in different directions you never would have in your wildest dreams thought you were going to go to. So that's a really, really cool story, man.
Yeah, man. Never would have dreamed.
No, you
know, looking at 12-year-old Taiwan that I've been teaching people. Whether that's medical doctors or whether that's the average consumer about a particular therapy with hydrogen.
That's very cool, man. I same here. I never would have thought in a million years I'd be doing videos and educating on it. But you know what? God works his magic, and that's just how it goes, man. And just,
yeah, man, it is how it goes.
And you just got to listen and follow, right?
Yep.
So, and you know, one of the things that you said that I literally found, and part of this is because, like, I do so much research, and so I am used to sifting through nonsense and BS, so I can kind of see it quickly. You can see, once you are around it a lot, you can see who's kind of sneaky, got some little verbiage, but you can tell they're full of shit, you know? And there's people where you can see they really, really... they start rattling things off real fast and the facts keep coming out and there's not a lot of mixed verbiage in there or good smiles that draw you in. It's just like straight knowledge. And so that was very easy to find with you. And so what I want to do is kind of get into hydrogen therapy itself for an actual explanation, not a marketing explanation. So could you maybe just give me a little background, explain what hydrogen therapy is, maybe some findings, maybe some of the like benefits, therapeutic effects, things like that, because it is a little bit, you know, hard to sift through and understand what's right and what's wrong. And really talking about the benefits, especially, or the proven benefits, not the nonsensical ones, would really be helpful for people to kind of understand what it is.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I think in order to really get a scope of what hydrogen therapy is, we kind of got to backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
Well, we have to discuss what form of hydrogen we're talking about. And it's probably even good to just talk about hydrogen in general. So hydrogen is an element. It's number one on the periodic table. Mm-hmm. It's the most abundant element in the universe, except the universe, about 75% of the universe by mass or weight, about 90% of the universe by number of atoms, makes up the human body. About 10% by mass, hydrogen, the element, does. Mm-hmm. 62% of the human body is, by number of atoms, hydrogen, right. Hydrogen, the element. So this is hydrogen. We're talking about the element, but hydrogen has different forms. There's different species of hydrogen. Just like oxygen, you have O2 or you have ozone, right? And O2 or ozone is O3, ozone. I mean, ozone's O3, O2 is oxygen. That's what we breathe. Mm-hmm. So there's different forms or species of these elements. And so with hydrogen, there are four forms of hydrogen. There is the hydrogen cation or a single proton, right? Mm-hmm. So this is that form of hydrogen. It dictates what an atom is, right? The number of protons do that. Then you have a hydrogen atom, which is one proton and one electron. This is a super reactive atom. It rarely exists alone. And so this is why hydrogen is classified as a diatomic element, meaning that when two hydrogen atoms are close to each other, they just bond right with each other. Okay. And so this is where you get H2 or hydrogen gas. And so hydrogen gas is the star of the show. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about hydrogen therapy. And then there is hydride. And hydride is one proton, two electrons, and it's typically only found in really complex compounds. It's a very extreme base, makes things really alkaline. Now, I didn't say what hydrogen is. Hydrogen gas is. Hydrogen gas is two hydrogen atoms covalently bonded together. There's two protons and two electrons covalently bonded together, meaning they share electrons. And this is hydrogen gas. And so this is the hydrogen molecule. This is the form that is being administered to humans in clinical research and showing benefits to us. And this is also the hydrogen gas that's being produced in these bottles or in hydrogen water systems that basically can be dissolved and then administered to us. And so by definition, this is what I'm talking about. When we're saying hydrogen therapy, when anyone says molecular hydrogen therapy or any of that kind of stuff, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about hydrogen gas, not any other species or like isotopes of hydrogen, any of that stuff. Now, hydrogen therapy, by definition, is utilizing hydrogen gas to benefit the human body. And this can look like many different ways, whether it's prevention, whether it's treating different disease models, whether it's benefiting general health, whether it's looking at hydrogen's benefits for longevity. And hydrogen can be administered in a multitude of different ways. The two most popular ways of administering hydrogen gas to the human body, based in the scientific literature, is hydrogen-rich water, which is dissolving hydrogen gas into water up to a therapeutic concentration and then drinking that water. Okay. And then there's hydrogen inhalation, which is breathing hydrogen gas through a hydrogen generator or hydrogen inhalation machine, which is like these devices behind me. Okay. And it also has to be at a specific concentration of our inhaled breath each minute for it to benefit our bodies. We have to inhale enough of it to get a therapeutic amount in us. So that is by definition what molecular hydrogen therapy is. If you want to get benefits and stuff, we can talk about that too.
Yes, you said inhalation. All I could think about was laughing gas when you said
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Inhaling, yeah. Right? Like breathing. Uh-huh. Like most times when people think of hydrogen inhalation or they think of just like inhalation in general, they typically go to people that are on oxygen tanks. So yeah. You'll see elderly, whatever, they're walking around, they got an oxygen tank, and then they'll use nasal cannulas and have it. So they're breathing O2. Maybe they got some kind of, you know, medical condition or something, COPD or something in your old age where you just don't have enough. You know, your lungs are compromised, so you're not being able to uptake oxygen like you should. So that's typically what they think of. But what's happening is basically you're mixing that hydrogen gas in your nasal cavity with the inhaled air that you're already breathing. You're going to get depending on the system and its output, you can get a therapeutic level of hydrogen gas in your body.
Okay. And I want to, we'll talk about the hydrogen bottles themselves later on. But first I would like to kind of address, so I got it, like, it's kind of like a two-part question for you. Just what can one expect to experience benefit-wise by drinking the hydrogen water, assuming they have a real hydrogen bottle? And secondly, are there certain people it would be not suitable for? And are there people that maybe have certain conditions that should definitely look into it? Like, is there a certain condition that it may address or that it's beneficial for?
Yeah. So I'll start by addressing like who is hydrogen for, right? And I'll try to keep it simple. I don't know if you see my shirt, Hydrogen Made Easy.
Yes.
But, so I'll try to keep it simple. First and foremost, you need to understand that up to date, right now, there are upwards of 2,000 scientific publications on molecular hydrogen therapy showing that it benefits more than 170 human disease models with no cytotoxic or cell damaging effects, meaning that we don't have any kind of indication that it hurts us or like any kind of side effects to it. And also, hydrogen gas is been shown to have a very high safety profile, meaning that whether you're from kids or all the way up to adults, that it seems to be safe to use or safe to be able to administer to us. And so this is just some basic facts around molecular hydrogen therapy. And so with that being said, looks like anybody can benefit
right.
from hydrogen. And when you actually start to look at one of the reasons probably why we can benefit is because most people are already producing hydrogen gas at home. Now, there's not everybody probably is, but many people are. And the reason for it is that our gut flora naturally produces hydrogen gas. So our gut microbiome
right.
naturally produces hydrogen gas when we eat fiber, non-digestible carbohydrates.
Wow. It
breaks down that fiber through fermentation, through colonic fermentation, produces a lot of hydrogen gas. With the right diet, you could produce up to 12 liters of hydrogen gas per day. So it could be a lot of gas. So this is actually one of some of the reasons why they're figuring out that our fruits and vegetables are beneficial for us. Not just the fact that our fruits and vegetables have good antioxidants and good minerals and different things in them that can benefit us, but it's also because we actually produce a lot of hydrogen gas when we eat our fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. leading to elevated hydrogen gas levels in our blood and cells. And so you can actually see this because they can take breath tests after you eat something that's fiber rich, and you can actually see the elevated hydrogen levels coming out of your breath, meaning that it's in your circulation. So I think the studies have shown about 14% of the hydrogen gas that we produce in our guts gaseously just diffuses right into our through our intestinal wall into systemic circulation, and then we can get benefits from it. Now, we do have the standard American diet here. So eating a lot of fiber per day is not typically seen in many Americans. Right. So maybe not benefiting from their natural endogenous kind of hydrogen production that can come from their gut flora.
Right.
So I think that's likely to tie it back to safety. We know that hydrogen gas is not foreign to the human body.
Mm-hmm.
So like we don't have to worry about it like being some foreign invader or something like that. It's very innate to us. And there's even research spanning back to reasons, even maybe why we would even benefit to hydrogen gas. And maybe it's been part of our story as humans all along. Right. And so that's what I would say as far as like benefiting everybody. Everybody's already kind of exposed to hydrogen gas. Now, whether or not how well you're producing hydrogen gas through eating, that's one thing. But also, there is this enigma that the hydrogen gas we get from our diet, right, as a byproduct of our diet, it still doesn't seem to benefit us as well as when we administer hydrogen gas externally, right? And the reason that research is kind of figuring out this kind of enigma, by the way, we have some indications as maybe why. And the reason for that is that typically our hydrogen gas levels that we get from our food forms a basal level of hydrogen gas in our blood.
Okay.
Those cells and tissues. And so basically this basal level that's hydrogen gas that's just circulating through us most times, our cells build up a tolerance to it. And so because they built up a tolerance, they're no longer, basically, you're no longer shocking your cells and inducing this favorable effect from hydrogen. And so you don't get the benefits. The benefits that could be attributed to just, like a person's ordinary diet, right? They're going to just produce, if they're eating the same stuff every day and they're not mixing up and getting really good fiber sources in, then, which typical many humans do, then basically you could form this basal level of hydrogen gas within our blood cells and tissues. And you don't really get that effect. And when you start to drink hydrogen water or do hydrogen inhalation or different administrations of it, you elevate this, you spike those blood and cellular concentrations and induce a favorable reaction in your body. Or basically hydrogen is just able to stimulate its particular pathways that benefits our bodies. So yes, it can help everybody. We can kind of move on to some of the benefits if you want.
Yeah. One question for you real quick. So let's say, because like I'm a certified nutritionist, so my diet is very favorable to fiber, and so like a lot of my clients, you know, I make sure that's addressed. It's very important. So if you are getting in a really good amount of fiber, would you still have benefit by adding in the hydrogen water on top of that? Would you still see the benefit?
Yes. So I would say that we have data that indicates you probably would.
Okay.
And the reason for that is, one, we do have scientific studies showing that hydrogen is actually benefiting the general health, healthy, whether that's reducing fatigue or kind of regulating inflammation. And one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that when you're taking, you know, hydrogen water or any of those type of things, it's not just the prevent. I mean, it's not just the treating aspects, right? If there's an issue, treating it, it's the prevention as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're adding extra hydrogen on top of it, you're actually going to be spiking your blood levels higher than what they would be anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you had a great diet, so there's still some indication you're probably going to be getting benefits, but the more healthy the person, this is something that's really awesome about H2. The more healthy the individual, means that they're closer to homeostasis, right? Mm-hmm. They're not so out of balance. Their body's regulating things properly. Their antioxidants, their inflammatory mediators, all these different things, immune systems working the way it should be. Well, they've seen certain things with hydrogen therapy that's kind of like making researchers scratch their heads. And so one of the things is that when there is an assault or when a cell is under stress, mm-hmm. and there's issues going on, maybe the inflammation is too high or something like that, hydrogen, when they give hydrogen to the cells, hydrogen starts to modulate and regulate many of the inflammatory mediators and regulating the antioxidant system and bringing the cell back to homeostasis, right?
Yeah. But
healthy cells, what it did with healthy cells is basically they will give hydrogen and they won't see a whole lot of effects because it's not out of homeostasis. But what it can do is actually elevate the resilience of the cell, mm-hmm. meaning that it makes it better suited to handle stress when they give it stress to those cells. And so this goes back to talking about the prevention aspect of it. So some people think hydrogen is only for the sick. And it's not. It's also there's also really good data that's coming out that seems like it could be also for the healthy, right? For prevention and elevating, you know, our body's ability to handle stress, right? And handle oxidative stress, handle the inflammation and not become dysregulated into a disease state.
It's like a body armor type of deal then, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, cool. So let's say somebody's starting off with, you know, their hydrogen water bottle and they're looking for what they're going to experience with it. Because I heard you talk about inflammation and a lot of times that term gets thrown around and I don't think people really understand what that is. I think everybody just thinks that that's just like, oh man, I'm sore here. My muscles are inflamed. I've got inflammation, but it's far more. I mean, there's the internal problems with inflammation. I do a lot of work with the heart, for example, and you know, you measure C-reactive protein that can tell you if you have probable heart problems, and inflammation, you know, can cause a slew of diseases and disorders or amplify them. So that's obviously a massive benefit. But what would one expect is just starting off? What are they going to feel like? You said about recovery. Is it going to help somebody like that's working out feel better, recovery, more energy? Like what goes along with it that they can expect?
Yeah, yeah. So like some of the typical anecdotal kind of experiences that people notice when they start to drink hydrogen water, increased energy is a big one. Improved sleep, less brain fog.
Okay. Right?
That midday slump that people typically go through when they're, you know, working, wake up in the morning, got high energy levels, you eat lunch and everything. And all of a sudden, basically between 12 to 3 o'clock, you're super tired.
Right.
That midday slump. People notice that they don't get that as much. Aches and pains, those type of things start to diminish, especially those individuals dealing with some kind of, you know, mild joint issues or anything like that. Those are basic like indicators that hydrogen is doing some regulations. Mm-hmm. But when you start to look at like people who are dealing with significant health challenges, you can see a lot of different things, whether that is, you know, a person dealing with diabetes and, you know, improving insulin sensitivity, you know, lowering glucose levels, you know, and they've actually even had some really cool studies where they've seen that hydrogen can activate or basically influence what's called GLUT4, which is basically a pathway that allows glucose to get into the cell. So it has, it mimics certain benefits to insulin itself. And so there's just things like that, that when you start to look at the data, you start looking at some of the studies and seeing how molecular hydrogen is doing. Now, we don't even know fully how it's doing all these things. Mm-hmm. But looking at how it's doing it, it's broad scope. And so because of this, it makes it quite challenging for people, because we have a ideology here, especially in the West, because we're so used to pharmaceutical drugs, right? We're so used to, like, basically, like, with like a pharmaceutical drug, you have one thing, one target, one effect, right?
Right.
So it's one medication that does this one thing that you're looking for, this particular one effect, and it's acute medicine. So you're looking for it, oh, like, now. 30 minutes later, I take this, now. And molecular hydrogen is one thing with many effects. I mean, one thing that affects many things that has many effects. Okay. And so because of that, because of how it regulates these things, or because of what kind of therapeutic agent it's classified as, a lot of times people effects come in time. So there's this time dependent effect with hydrogen. It's very similar to exercise. Mm-hmm. Like a single bout of exercise, all you're going to notice is sore muscles. But regular bouts of exercise over time leads to, you know, cellular adaptation, benefits, regulating systems, all the kind of stuff. And then later, months later, you start to see, wow, I got effects, right? Because exercise is what would be classified as progressive therapy. Same thing with hydrogen. Hydrogen is progressive therapy. So most people don't even notice significant benefits until about 3 to 6 weeks on H2 from H2 water. And if you're dealing with some kind of particular health challenge, that's when you really start to see some indication, because it's been regulating your systems.
Right.
And small incremental changes in gene expression and protein levels end up to regulating the cellular level, which ends up helping to regulate the organ, which ends up helping to regulate organ systems, you know, and now you're talking about, you're benefiting the cardiovascular system, your gut, like you start to regulate, and now you're actually start to improve many different issues in the body. So that's kind of how that works.
And that's everybody, you know, and all of us fall victim to this sometimes, where we want stuff right now, you know, it's like right now, right now, right now. And that's just not how things work. And that's why I'm glad you pointed out, you know, it's progressive, it builds, and over time, the benefits probably increase and move. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. So let's say somebody's looking at blood panels, right? And so will they see improvements, like, say, in cholesterol or like liver values or kidney values? Because a lot of times those things fluctuate, they get out of whack. Well, what kind of markers could somebody maybe look at to hopefully see improvements? Because you brought up glucose. So was there anything else that one might see from it?
Yeah, yeah, no, there's been quite a few articles. And so right now, we're upwards of about 200 preclinical and clinical studies.
Sure.
There's actually been a meta-analysis that has just come out for hydrogen, hydrogen's ability to influence lipid profiles.
Yeah.
So what this data actually shows from the meta-analysis is that molecular hydrogen does seem to regulate cholesterol or lipids. So there's this trend that it's benefiting or lowering cholesterol, total cholesterol, improving HDL cholesterol, and lowering LDL cholesterol and VLDL cholesterol. So bad cholesterol is decreasing, good cholesterol is increasing, and total cholesterol is decreasing. And so this is really good. So if you want to look at how H2 might, you know, you want to kind of test it on yourself and look at your cholesterol levels with H2, you can do so, you know, and this ties back to, like I was saying, with some of the benefits with hydrogen. So, I think it might even be good to just kind of read a little bit of a list of some of the cellular benefits.
Yeah. Like,
can give a scope of why it's probably doing this with the cholesterol, or, you know, benefiting the liver, you know, liver homeostasis and things like that. So I'll just go down a quick little list.
Yeah, please.
And this is pretty broad. So hydrogen seems to, it's kind of classified right now as selective antioxidant effect. So this means that hydrogen doesn't just go in and neutralize every free radical or bad guy, right? An oxidative or reactive molecule in our body that can damage our cells. It doesn't just go in and neutralize all of them.
Okay.
It only targets the cytotoxic or cell damaging ones, which is the hydroxyl radical and peroxynitrate. And the hydroxyl radical is the most damaging cytotoxic radical that exists. It just doesn't benefit anything. It hurts us tremendously. Well, hydrogen gas can selectively reduce these free radicals while allowing other free radicals that are necessary or good for us. It doesn't actually reduce them. It doesn't actually neutralize them, which is amazing, by the way, because, for instance, let's say they've seen in certain studies where they show that taking high levels of antioxidants before workout can blunt the actual benefits of exercise, because it can basically go in, neutralize free radicals, and there is no like, oh, telling it not to do so. They just go in that like the antioxidants donate their electrons, and then guess what? You know, all those, you know, superoxide anion or, you know, hydrogen peroxide or these type of things that are necessary is going to go on and actually mediate the benefits of exercise.
Yeah.
You're actually not going to get those because they're going to be neutralized. So this is really cool because hydrogen seems to have this differentiating effect where it can be selective, whereas other antioxidants are not. They just go in and they do their thing.
Right.
So anyway, I just wanted to kind of touch on that one because I do think it's pretty unique to hydrogen. So it's selective antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effects, anti-allergic effects, anti-cellular death effects, anti-aging effects. One of the ways they've actually seen it do this is by upregulating what's called the NRF2 pathway.
Yep.
The NRF2 pathway is a master regulator of our antioxidant system. Hydrogen can appear to turn this on. And it can be a really good benefit. It supports the immune system, increases cellular metabolism, and just overall metabolism. One of the ways it does this is by regulating a liver hormone called FGF21.
Okay.
And so this hormone actually ends up improving cellular metabolism, fatty acid metabolism, those type of things. And then it increases our body's own antioxidant levels, such as glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase. These are really powerful antioxidants in our bodies. Improves the redox status of the cell, so the ratio between free radicals and antioxidants. That needs to be at a particular level for the cell to be at homeostasis and optimized. Hydrogen appears to do that. It regulates the redox status of the cell, which is amazing. It decreases muscle fatigue, decreases lactic acid or lactate levels, mm-hmm. anti-diabetic effect, anti-cancer effects, improve cognitive function, protects DNA and RNA, improves ATP production. All five complexes in the electron transport chain. It has neuroprotective effects, radioprotective effects, protects the mitochondria, increases mitochondrial biogenesis or promotes it, which is to make more mitochondria. So it tells the cell to make more mitochondria, make more powerhouses in the cell to improve the cell. It also can regulate mitochondrial construction. So helping the cell to construct the mitochondria. It has so many different effects, and literally I could go on I could go down 50 more benefits.
Right.
We're actually finding out. So it's just a lot. It's so broad scope. And I think because it's, you know, hydrogen's getting at these real drivers of dysregulation, such as oxidative stress, which is when free radicals have gone rampant in a cell and now it's under oxidative arrest. It's just oxidative stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then dysregulated inflammation. So hydrogen can seem to regulate inflammation.
Wow.
And so inflammation is, like you said, it's kind of a buzzword and it's kind of always seen as bad, but inflammation is also needed. I mean, our immune cells use inflammation to kill, to kill pathogens and things. Exercise is mildly going to increase or inflammation. And when you have this hormetic effect from exercise, where you do this mild stress over time, you're actually going to benefit from it. And so we need inflammation, but what we don't need is chronic inflammation. Chronic elevated inflammation kills us. And so hydrogen can regulate this, it seems like. And then also dealing with cellular death or how cells end up dying, which is referred to as cellular apoptosis, but hydrogen can regulate the different proteins that induces cell death.
Okay.
And it also seems to increase proteins that prohibit the cell from dying. So it's just because it's regulating these particular areas, it can help with so many different things and have so many different effects. And so that's just a good little list to kind of have you wrap your head around of some of the things that the research is actually showing.
That's a lot, and that is amazing, and that is a slew of benefits. But some of those things are things like we said, they take time and they're not just straight noticeable on the surface, but they're definitely noticeable in blood panels or how you feel later on or longevity. One of the things that I preach more than anything is health and longevity. And this sounds to me, and it's showing to be very helpful in building longevity. So,
There's been several studies that have stated that hydrogen, seems to have this effect to this longevity effect or to increase longevity. And I think the notion, because we are so kind of influenced by the now effect thing, like I need something now, right? This idea that I think it doesn't benefit hydrogen as well for people's understanding because you're so used to it. But like one of the things that's interesting is most of the things hydrogen is going to be doing in your body, you probably will never feel. And there's many times that we benefit from things that we never feel. So every time, for example, like you eat your blueberries, right? Like good blueberries with your diet, you never feel that the polyphenol antioxidants in your blueberries go in and neutralize the bad guys. And now your oxidative stress has came down. You don't feel that. But you know it's good to take the blueberries.
Right.
So you eat them. and you're not expecting to have some kind of, oh, I'm flying. I've drank Red Bull. I got wings, right? Yeah. And so it's like there's just so much of that. There's like, well, we take a lot of things every day to benefit that we don't necessarily have this immediate feel. But we do know that over time, we actually do feel better and we actually do have better health. And those kind of things. And so I think that that's the thing with hydrogen is that when most people who are not in some kind of disease state or like whatever else, one, they don't give hydrogen enough time for some of the underlying issues that they might have going on to actually see the benefit. Like I've actually helped people where they've been on H2 and they were doing like drinking it and everything else. And then it has this kind of mild improvement over time. And so they've been on it for like a month or two. And they're like, man, I don't notice a ton of things. I notice I got like a little energy and everything else, but man, I feel pretty good. I don't feel like I have. And then I tell them, get off of H2.
Right.
Get off of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And then guess what? A week later, they're like, dude, I feel like crap. And it's like, yeah, it was helping you. You just didn't ever recognize it because it was mildly improving your conditions. Right. Your lipids are, like your cholesterol, like how you're processing fatty acids or cholesterol, these type of things are improving. Right. Yet you're actually feeling oh, I'm feeling so great. And then you find out after you get off of it for a week or two, you're like, yeah, my body, I'm not feeling as good as I was when I was on it.
I battle that a lot with in supplements and things that I coach on where people are like, well, I don't really think it's doing anything. And a lot of these things are supportive or they work by enhancing something else or something you can't see or feel on the surface. But then if you stop, like you said, you certainly notice the difference. It's hard for some people to understand and comprehend that or wrap their head around it. Just like what you said with the blueberries, they're working, they're doing something for you. Well, stop eating them and then just go look at how you, in terms of maybe how many times you had to go to the doctor, you got sick while you were doing this and while you weren't. And
yes,
you take a journal or a log or you go back and look and you're like, well, holy shit, wow.
Man, so that's one of the things that's like one of my biggest challenges is that you have on one side, you have the data for hydrogen that ends up showing it has so much potential, right? Like we haven't reached no like consensus or any of that kind of stuff that says it's going to do this for everyone all the time. Right. So that's important. But the data, what it's showing is that hydrogen has therapeutic potential to benefit a vast amount of people. It's shown to be therapeutic for virtually every organ in the human body and it's safe to use. So as the research continues to progress, right, like we're actually getting like systematic reviews and meta-analysis and phase three clinical studies are actually happening. So it's going in the right direction.
Right.
So you have this that's showing so much promise, right? And then you have people that's over here who are now just starting to catch up and starting to learn about it. But because they're so conditioned to understanding this is how things are supposed to help me, I take something, I'm supposed to get a benefit. I take something that I'm supposed to get this, me to benefit. And without knowing that how this actually works, right? Like this hydrogen is classified as what's called a gaseous signal modulator. That's a big fancy word for saying it regulates cellular pathways.
Got it.
Metabolic pathways. These particular, like I just said, the NRF2 pathway. The NRF2 pathway, like I said, is the master regulator of our antioxidant system in our cells. So you turn that NRF2 pathway on, when there's oxidative stress, it helps to reduce the oxidative stress in the cell, and it can actually increase, like I said, endogenous, naturally producing antioxidants in our body. It's a good thing. Well, hydrogen's not just doing that, but it's also regulating what's called PGC1-alpha. Well, PGC1-alpha is like the master regulator for bioenergetics for our mitochondria. Mm-hmm. So you want more energy? You're probably going to end up having to turn on PGC1-alpha.
Right.
Well, hydrogen's not just doing NRF2. Is doing PGC1-alpha, is doing NFAT, is doing all these different pathways. And so that takes time because when you turn them on, they go in, they do their things, and then all of a sudden they're going to go, it's going to end up affecting gene expression, and then you're going to have more proteins for certain things, and your cells are going to start to improve. You're going to have these little improvements, until now it's reached a level in which things, now you got adaptation, things are changing, right?
Yeah.
Your body's not handling the same stuff the same way. And now this is where people subjectively start to pick up. Hey, I'm feeling better. This stuff feels good. I like it. But that takes time. And if you don't understand that, this is what the research is saying about this. But these people over here are saying that, well, you know, I want effects now. And so I'm going to drink hydrogen water. And they learn from somebody in this middle gap that's not truly educated. And they said, drink it. It's going to be good for you. But they don't tell them that it's going to take 3 to 6 weeks before you might see some significant effects, or this is how hydrogen works, or this blah blah blah. You set people up to say hydrogen doesn't work.
Sure.
Or you set these people up because it could have really been benefiting them amazingly, right? If they stayed on it, right, it could have benefited them amazingly. But because they never got that message from the educator, that this people, they stop because I drank a couple glasses of water or hydrogen water, I didn't get any effects, so it must not work. Right. You're like, yeah, man, you just didn't educate them properly enough to know when to expect a benefit or not, or how that ends up working for people.
Sure.
It brings to mind, there's an article that's for hydrogen water for rheumatoid arthritis patients. And so they end up having, basically drinking high concentration hydrogen water.
Mm-hmm.
They drink it for a month. They drink only 500 milliliters per day. So basically like a glass like this.
Mm-hmm.
500 milliliters, 16 ounces of water, of high concentration hydrogen water. It was about 3.5 milligrams of hydrogen gas dissolved into the water. They drank that per day for a month. Then they had a washout period where they didn't drink any hydrogen water. They only drank just regular water. And then they drank hydrogen water again, right? So the rheumatoid arthritis patients that were diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis within the first 12 months, the people who were in that particular pool, whatever, or basically were diagnosed with that, they went into remission by the end of the study, right? The other people, what they noticed as well is this is like a really big study for understanding how hydrogen ends up working. So anyway, they noticed when they looked at the disease status markers, like C-reactive proteins and those things.
Yes.
That those things in the month that they weren't drinking hydrogen, they were either steady or decreasing. Well, wait a minute. If they're not drinking it, how are they still benefiting? Well, they're benefiting from the residual effects of hydrogen from the first month. So hydrogen was regulating their body. And then the second month, where they're just drinking normal water, that regulation on their body kept that disease markers lower than what they normally were. And then they drank it again, right? And then now hydrogen's doing its thing. So this goes to show that hydrogen, even when you're not drinking hydrogen water, you're still benefiting residually from the effects of hydrogen from regulating your system. So it's just like, give it time. Give it time. And it doesn't always have to be a super long time. That study was 3 months.
Got it. Well, that's why it's so important to have an accurate understanding of all of this, how it works, what to expect, so that you don't go into it blindly and have a misinterpretation or misunderstanding or like over expectation of how this actually works. So this was really, really helpful. I want to shift gears though now a little bit in terms of the market. So I want to talk about the market here because that's kind of what's going on. One, when did you notice that it really became like mainstream popular? This is presumptive on my part, but this is from research and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, but it was more like when the whole like Gary Brecka, Dana White thing started to come out and like more celebrities started talking about it. I'm sure for you, it was a while back that you got into it, because I know a lot of the stuff that I'm into, I was onto it before it ever became mainstream and was talking about it.
Right.
And then let's talk about like the bottles and the market. So, and I'll show you got me the right bottle and I made sure because there's so many to choose from. So this one is the Spirit H2 that you had me get. I like red. So I got the red one.
Straight up.
But we'll talk about how to use those, but let's talk about like when it became popular and then like how you can sift through which bottles to get and why and what the difference is. Cause you gave me a great education in a pretty short time frame that made so much sense to me. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, drop some knowledge on that and keep it clear, buddy.
So, okay. So I'm going to go way back a little bit and then I'm going to travel up this way until we get to where we are today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So basically in the early 2000s, those alkaline water ionizer I was talking to you about,
yeah,
they really started to hit the market in the United States, and they're kind of like the backbone for the alkaline story. That's what I call it, the alkaline story, right? Sure. Alkaline water is going to be more beneficial for you than other forms of water, right? Water that has a neutral pH or water that has an acidic pH, all this kind of stuff, right? And so because they started hitting the market, then people started investing a lot into these systems for help. And people started noticing a lot of anecdotal benefits to it, right? Improved digestion, you know, constipation being better, certain health effects, you know, like diabetic or their gout being better, these type of things, and really started to elevate, you know, the marketplace for alkaline water, and to the place where you have now, which you just have a ton. You can go to almost any store and find tons of alkaline water on the shelves, Essentia 9.5 and all this other stuff. And so what's happened with that is that as research and things started coming out, we actually started figuring out that that water that is produced from those systems is a form of hydrogen-rich water, right? Okay. And so people started to learn about this. That form of water that's being produced is called electrolyzed reduced water. If you look up in the scientific literature, it's electrolyzed reduced water, and you'll see that it has dissolved hydrogen gas in it and that there's therapeutic potential to it. And in fact, there's been research to show that molecular hydrogen is the exclusive therapeutic agent of that water. So There's nothing else that's going to give you any benefits except for the hydrogen gas, not the alkaline pH, none of that stuff, just the hydrogen gas of this water. And so this has built up a like a whole industry and getting people into this kind of functional water being beneficial. Water is just more than that. So then as that's progressed, there was individuals like me, or you might hear of people like Tyler LeBaron, all these other individuals that are going to start educating, saying, no, 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 no. That is hydrogen rich water.
Got it.
Hydrogen rich water. It is not the alkaline water. It's not the alkaline pH that's benefiting you. It's hydrogen rich water. And so that started to catch a little wave, right? And this was like, you know, this is over a decade ago.
Right.
Catching some waves, and people started to invest. Some of these companies, started to be like, hey, well, we're going to get ahead of the wave, because over in Asia, hydrogen water was already blowing up. You know, I mean, there was like a ton. I mean, I'm talking about like 50% of Tokyo drinks hydrogen rich water. I'm talking like it was just a bunch of stuff going over in Asia where the market was kind of exploding.
Nice. Already. Yeah.
So people were like, okay, we got to get ahead of the wave. So you have investors, people wanting to dive in. And even the alkaline water ionizer companies themselves, you can actually see this. It's pretty wild when you look at the market. You can start to see this, that if you use like the Wayback Machine kind of like website where you can look back at previous websites and companies when they were, you know, 2012 or 2014, you can look at what they were showing on the website at that time. You can see the shift in a lot of these alkaline water ionizer companies.
Mm-hmm.
They changed their marketing. And saying this, and they were talking about hydrogen. It started to include hydrogen. You can actually start to see when it started to affect the market. And then it's continued to gradually build.
Sure.
Right? Until individuals that are more major mainstream players that have more of a social media platform, those kind of things started to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can see this with people like Ben, I think Ben Greenfield. This was several years ago, maybe 5 years ago. Ben, there's other individuals that were started talking about hydrogen. There was Dave Asprey, I think is his name. There's just other individual podcasters, big kind of people that started catching on this wave about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And started to talk about it, started to push talking about hydrogen water systems. And this has just continued to build and build and build until now you have kind of today, which is, you know, where you got people like Gary Brecka and other people talking about it, you know, being on Joe Rogan's podcast and stuff. And it just kind of continued to increase this popularity of hydrogen water. But what's unfortunate is that the market's always been the wild, wild west.
Right.
It was a wild, wild west back then because there were big water ionizer companies that were basically selling hydrogen water systems that they weren't calling hydrogen water systems and just selling on a bunch of basically lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so people always have been confused. And so that's literally what my business was all about, was I want to clear up the confusion. Hydrogen is amazing on its own. You don't have to use all this extra fake stuff.
Right.
If people just knew the actual real stuff, people would be all over it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's amazing. And so there's always been this undercurrent of just mad confusion for people. Most people don't have accurate information when it comes to hydrogen water or when it comes to this marketplace at all. And truly expanded from a place of confusion with alkaline water and alkaline ionized water technologies.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing that they're really hydrogen technologies and they just don't do a great job of making the hydrogen gas in the water. But it goes to show that even just a smaller dose of hydrogen gas in the water can benefit people tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And then that started to convert to hydrogen, actual talking about hydrogen water. But it also ended up being most of the people that are at the top level to be able to speak and get to the masses are typically the people that are least educated on the subject matter itself a lot of times. And not to say it's always that way.
You too, like when I was watching, I mean, it was so easy to see that, yeah, they know a little bit like anecdotal shit or that they read, but they did not go anywhere in depth like you go at all.
Yeah.
And that was why I came to you, because I could see right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, it's super unfortunate because people like me, I could get to see it. And I'm over there, you know, because obviously these, you know, a lot of individuals, whether or not it's the algorithm where they know how to pay money for it, whatever, they know how to get in front of the people. I'm over here beating down the door trying to get in front of the people. But this person is over here and I can watch him. I can say, man, this dude said 99% of what he said was wrong.
Right.
Truly wrong. And it's like, nah, but everyone's eating it up, you know, or there's individuals that it only fuels their skepticism.
Sure.
You know, like they go out and they say hydrogen water, but they never actually explain what hydrogen water is,
mm-hmm.
which for me, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, yeah, man, I consume hydrogen water. That is and hydrogen water is dissolving hydrogen gas into water. Because if you don't say it, most people are going to end up being like, hydrogen's already in water. Mm-hmm. Scam.
Right.
Easy. Write it off.
Yep.
Nothing. And so it's like, yeah, that's true. Hydrogen is already in water. But the hydrogen you're referring to is a hydrogen atom. This goes back to the beginning of our conversation.
Right.
We're talking about a whole different species of hydrogen. Hydrogen atoms are bonded to the oxygen to form the water molecule.
Yes. So
This is not a free form of hydrogen that you can benefit from. It literally constitutes the water molecule. You wouldn't say that you could drink water, and because you're drinking the water, you don't have to breathe, because water has oxygen in it.
Right.
No. Like, you intuitively know that the oxygen that's in water is different from the oxygen that you're breathing.
Yes.
So this is the same thing with hydrogen water. The hydrogen that is in the water that we're talking about dissolving is different from the hydrogen that is actually bonded to the water molecule. So, like, the way I've talked to people about it, because they say, well, man, why would they name it hydrogen water? They knew it was going to be confusing. Well, it's just how we come up with terms for different types of water like this. So when you talk about carbonated water,
yes,
it has carbon dioxide gas in it. They just put carbonated before it.
Right.
Oxygen water. Oh, it has higher level of oxygen that's dissolved into the water than what typically is. What typical water has about 13.7 milligrams per liter ppm of oxygen dissolved into it. So when you have oxygen water, you're just increasing that oxygen levels of actual oxygen gas dissolved into the water higher than its normal O2 levels that are in the water.
Yeah.
They call it oxygen water. So Right. This is why they call it hydrogen water. It's because it has hydrogen gas dissolved into it.
Yes, yeah, so it's like electrolyte water. It's got maybe electrolytes. It's got a flavor to it. Right? I mean, it's not rocket science.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, but that's what, like, confuses people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, many of the people that can get on that platform a lot of times aren't the people that are ultimately the most educated about it.
Yeah.
And they end up only fueling the confusion in the industry. And what I want to do is help clear up that confusion in the industry.
Yeah, 100%. It's like boy that cried wolf type of thing. And then people just get such high skepticism on something that could work, but it takes just a couple foul players to screw it up for everybody. And that sucks. And I get it too in my line of work, where you get these like supplement companies that like mass produce, they've got all the money, all the marketing, and produce the worst, most inferior product you've ever seen. So it's never ending. It's in all aspects of marketing and selling and just everything. And that's just how it is. So Right. The important thing is to try to get the people that actually know what they're doing in front of people that can actually provide the proper information. So that's like what we're trying to do here. So
yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Let's talk about these bottles here, because like, okay, so I started digging into the bottles and it was like, there's some that are $250, $300. There's some that are $40. There's some that are $50. And then you go to these message boards and people are saying, go to Alibaba. You can get the same exact one for $30. And it's like buying on Temu or something where you know you're going to get scammed. And then, you know, somebody like me, I dig. But if I was just looking on the surface without digging, I'd be like, well, I'm probably going to get the expensive one because there's no way that these ones. But then there's probably companies that are smart to it that go, well, we'll just make a shitty expensive one so people right? So yeah. It's like, and that's why I asked you, you know, if you've got a little bit of time, could you just show me which one to get and tell me why? And then also, could you talk about, because and I am not versed on this well enough at all, but I know that certain bottles release a certain amount or are able to make more hydrogen than others. And then how many, like, so this, for example, how many of these would one want to drink per day to get the right amount of benefits from it?
Right. Correct. So first and foremost, just so people have a concept of understanding what hydrogen water bottles is too, because unfortunately people just state and don't know what it is, but basically handheld, these things are, and I have plenty of them here too. I have so many bottles. It's crazy. But anyway, I've literally tested, you know, many, many, many bottles. But anyway, they're handheld battery powered hydrogen water generators.
Right.
So basically you put the water in it, you push a button, and then that little bottle is going to run the process. They're going to run the process of electrolysis, a distinct form of electrolysis, to produce hydrogen gas. And is going to dissolve that gas into the water and try to dissolve it to a therapeutic concentration. Now, well, like I just said, try to dissolve it to a therapeutic concentration.
Right.
I think this is really important that when it comes to hydrogen water bottles, I'm not fond of hydrogen water bottles. I've never really liked them that well. And the reason for it is because they supply such a small amount of hydrogen gas to your body that it takes a lot of them to typically get to a therapeutic dose. Now, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about this because because I think it's important to understand so people can comprehend why, you know, why it's important to basically understand this information. So anyway, dose. So I'm going to talk about hydrogen dose. In the scientific studies, when it comes to hydrogen water, there is a dose of hydrogen that we need to benefit us.
Right. Right?
So this dose is typically calculated from hydrogen concentration in the water, which is typically talked about in PPMs. A lot of times you're going to hear PPB mm-hmm. on website stuff because it sounds better. The number sounds bigger right. than PPM. So they're going to use PPB. So for example, you might see some bottles say it makes 1.6 PPM, right? 1.6 PPM. And so 1.6 doesn't sound as good as 1600 PPB.
Ah, I see.
Concentration. It's the exact same concentration. And because it claims that, it doesn't mean that it'll actually produce those things, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the dose is like the dose is calculated from the concentration of hydrogen gas that's dissolved into the water and the amount of water that's actually being consumed, the volume.
Got it.
Will give you the dose. So for instance, let's say you had 1.6 PPM.
Okay. Right?
Which is also equivalent to 1.6 milligrams per liter. They mean exact same thing.
Right.
So you have 1.6 and then that 1.6 PPM is the hydrogen concentration that is dissolved into 1 liter of water, which is 33.8 ounces of water. If you consume that 1 liter, 33.8 ounces of water that has a hydrogen concentration of 1.6 PPM, you would have consumed 1.6 milligrams of hydrogen gas into your body.
Got it.
Okay. So concentration, volume consumed equals milligrams into your body, right?
Simple. Yeah.
So in light of that, the scientific research is actually showing that we as humans on a broad range, this is the suggested dose. There's far more research that needs to be done to actually know what kind of doses are needed for different disease models, stuff like that.
Right.
But basically as a general rule, 1 to 3 milligrams of hydrogen gas per day or more has been shown to be therapeutic for humans for a broad range of different human disease models.
Okay.
So we know we have to consume at least 1 to 3 milligrams of H2 per day or more to actually get the benefits. And the reason why I say more is because they've seen that hydrogen appears to be dose dependent, meaning that there is a minimum amount of hydrogen that we need to get the effects, mm-hmm. right? To get these therapeutic effects. And the higher the dose, the greater the effect. So the higher the dose, the greater the antioxidant effect, the greater the anti-inflammatory effect, right? The greater the anticellular death effects, those kind of things. And so when you talk about these little bottles, right, because these bottles have such small volumes.
You're right. Yeah, because it's not big.
They're going to have a very low dose.
Right. Typically,
for most bottles. And so from a therapeutic standpoint, they're not the greatest approach typically. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go to another point. So that's the therapeutic issue that I have with hydrogen water bottles. Well, I'm not too fond of them. But with going on with the marketplace, there are a bunch of bottles that are produced that are basically cheap hydrogen water bottles. Mm-hmm. They're just very cheap bottles, and they don't utilize what's called a PEM membrane. A PEM membrane stands for proton exchange membrane. This membrane allows for the electrolysis process I was talking about. So basically, you can put whatever kind of drinking water you want in there, spring water, tap water, RO water, filtered water, purified water, whatever water you want to put into the bottle, it will produce hydrogen gas independent of the source water condition, independent of the water that you put into it. So they're going to have better characteristics of producing hydrogen gas than what's called alkaline water ionizer technology or AWI bottles. These are hydrogen water bottles that don't have that PEM membrane.
I got it.
And what people don't know about these bottles is that these bottles can actually contaminate the water with different agents that aren't good for us. So it can end up producing chlorine gas, hydrogen peroxide into the water, ozone, like all kind of different bad products that can actually be dissolved, or I should say bad agents. Products, I guess, would be if you said for chemistry. But anyway, all the bad agents, it can actually produce this during electrolysis and dissolve it into water. And so when people drink the bottles, this is one indication or one way you'll know that the bottle is no good and that it's using this technology instead of using the PEM, the newer kind of PEM technology, is that it smells like pool water.
Ah, okay.
And do it, and you put it on, you put water in there, and you open it up, and you're like, when did my water start smelling like pool water? I thought it was supposed to dissolve hydrogen gas. And this is and this is the thing. Hydrogen gas is an odorless, tasteless, colorless gas.
God.
So, okay. So when you consume hydrogen water, if somebody didn't tell you it was hydrogen water, you would never know you were consuming hydrogen water because it's an odorless, tasteless, clear gas. It's non-toxic gas. So you would never know. It just looks like water's got really good bubbles in it. So that's it. So if it smells like pool water, you know that it's producing chlorine.
Got it.
And so now you know, well, crap, I done bought the wrong type of bottle. Well, there's this, like you said, there's hundreds of bad bottles that are on the market. And so now you have to distinguish between the therapeutic potential of a bottle versus the two different technologies of a bottle. And just because it has a PEM, which makes it a better type of bottle, doesn't mean it's going to dissolve enough hydrogen gas within its volume to give you the therapeutic dose that you need to get the benefits. So this is why I made a video, a 30-minute video, breaking down a lot of this stuff so people can fully understand all these different points so they can actually find the right type of bottles. They're actually going to give you the benefits because the right type of bottles is basically what's called a high concentration PEM hydrogen water bottle. That's what it's classified as. Okay. It's going to dissolve a very high concentration hydrogen gas within the water. You know that 1.6 I was talking about?
Yeah.
Like five times that 1.6. It's going to, you know, those type of bottles that you're going to look, that bottle you have one in front of you.
Yeah.
This was called a high concentration, PEM hydrogen water bottle. It's going to dissolve 5 to almost 6 PPM of hydrogen gas in the water or milligrams per liter into that water. Well, if you do that into that 200 and let's say 40, almost 50, almost 8 ounces of water, what you're going to find out is that with that bottle in particular, you're going to dissolve 1 milligram of hydrogen gas, 1 milligram per bottle. So anytime you run it for 10 minutes, it's going to dissolve 1 milligram of hydrogen gas into that 8 ounces. So if you drink 3 of these, you got 3 milligrams.
And that's not that much either. It's really not. I mean,
you talk about 20 ounces of water.
I get off the treadmill or something, I could drink this 2 of these straight without taking a breath.
Right. 2 of them, and now you got 2 milligrams.
Yeah.
Right? It, boom, 16 ounces, 2 milligrams of hydrogen gas into your body. That's great. Remember, we need 1 to 3 or more.
Right.
So maybe drinking 5 of these, you get 5 milligrams. So I typically tell people to aim for 2 to 5 milligrams of hydrogen gas per day, because you don't want to aim always. You don't want to aim for the lowest minimum amount.
No.
Don't aim for the bottom.
You told me 1 to 3. I would automatically do the 3, and if not,
right. You're only going to use the bottom. Right. So with bottles like these that are actually legitimate PM high quality, great build quality type bottles that are high concentration bottles, if you can have it independently verified by an individual like me.
Mm-hmm.
Or other companies. So my company does third-party testing on a host of different hydrogen products. I don't know, you see all these products in here, and this is not all the hydrogen products that have been tested. I've tested more than 100 hydrogen products on the market in the last 8 years. But anyway, like, we've tested a lot of different products. So the point is if you can have it independently verified from a quality source like my company that will actually take these bottles apart, by the way, so you can actually see what they look like, the hydrogen cell and all this stuff. You get a hydrogen cell. Anyway, when you have them take it apart and we compare the test results against performance standards that are based on the studies. So you can actually know if the bottle is going to be therapeutic.
Right.
Therapeutic based on somebody who actually knows what the heck they're doing. Because you got a ton of different bottle companies that are on the market popping up every day that say, hey, buy this, and they got good marketing. But you're literally buying a bottle that you would have to drink 20 bottles a day
Shit.
To get any benefits from. And so it's like, you wasting your time and your money.
Well, and that's going to, that perfect lead into where I wanted to go with you here now. And I was saving this towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what you do, why you formed H2 Hub, and what exactly it is you guys do. Because obviously, just now that we've talked about this, it's very clear that you analyze these bottles and you figure out what's legit and what's not. Is that some kind of service you offer to people? And what else do you offer to people, like education wise or whatnot? And why, you know, why did you decide to do this? I would assume, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, is because you wanted to make sure that everybody was actually getting what they thought they were getting and understood, and because you're passionate about it. But what else to it is there?
Yeah. So I'm going to start back at the beginning of probably really what's at the bedrock of why I'm doing what I'm doing today. So as I stated at the beginning of this interview, that I started off, like I said, playing football, and then I got a water, hydrogen water machine that I was teaching. You know, I was had an alkaline ionized water, alkaline ionized water machine, called a water ionizer. I got one of those and I started teaching people and started to give people water from it and talking about hydrogen gas. But at that time, there was very little tools you could use to verify the hydrogen concentration of the water or the hydrogen content, how much hydrogen gas is dissolved into the water, right? And so because of that, I was just teaching about it. And as long as you could see really good hydrogen bubbles in the water, right, you could see it's super cloudy. I was making good water. It's making, you could see different hydrogen in there. So like, you were like, oh, good. The water's good. What I ended up finding out is that I ended up having what's called this test reagent called H2 Blue hit the market. This test reagent allows you to basically detect the presence of hydrogen gas dissolved into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it also allows you to accurately test the hydrogen concentration of the water. And so I did that with my water ionizer machine, right? And mine was making low levels, far lower than what I thought it was going to be making. And then there was another water machine that was at like a water store when I was in Wichita, Kansas. And I went to that store and I tested the hydrogen or the, you know, the alkaline ionized water machine there. It had no detectable levels of dissolved hydrogen gas, even though it was making visible hydrogen gas bubbles. And I was like, wait a minute. So people are, you're serving water out of here, but people are not getting the actual hydrogen. Like, so wait a minute. So there's a difference between visible hydrogen production and dissolved hydrogen gas. What? So, oh my goodness. So wait a minute. If it's not dissolved, they don't get the benefits? What? So I started freaking out. You know what I mean? I was like, whoa, there's no way. So I ended up learning this and I started to be like, wow, man, like somebody needs, I feel like I got robbed, right? Like I bought the machine. I thought I was going to get the benefits from it. And I did get the benefits from it for a little bit, but then I started noticing that, like, as many others do, that there are certain limitations to the technology that I was using at the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the limitations was that these systems can build up scaling or calcium on the electrodes. So like the electrodes, are these going to be, I'll show you with this particular hydrogen cell. There's going to be these little, like these little metal plates that are coated in platinum, right?
Sure.
That's hydrogen electrodes, right? They got a positive one and they got a negative one, the cathode and the anode. Well, with water ionizers, conventional water ionizers, the one like I had, they can build up scaling or calcium carbonate on the electrodes. And even if you get a microscopic layer of scaling, it causes basically hydrogen gas not to dissolve into the water properly. So as water runs over these plates, it'll rip the nanobubbles of hydrogen gas that's being produced off the plates and dissolve them into the water. But that microscopic layer of calcium on it prohibits those nanobubbles from dissolving into the water properly. So what ends up happening is they coalesce, get bigger, and then they come out in the water and then they don't dissolve. So you get a bunch of just cloudy water,
right,
with no dissolved hydrogen gas. And so this led to me being like, man, I need, like, people need to know how to verify these things. I don't want to have, you need to learn the right information. Cause like I was helping some people get machines and then I felt bad and I was like, well, we need to make sure your machines are clean. So this is like one of the bedrock things that like started me out being like, no, there needs to be some form of verification, right? And then I ended up started to make hydrogen videos, right? And so this was years later, I started to produce hydrogen videos. I thought of the idea of making hydrogen videos around that time, but I didn't get to actually making hydrogen videos until way later. And what always happens with education is that eventually you teach about it long enough and then people are gonna say, bro, what do you use?
Right.
What do you do?
Right.
I gotta know, man, because you've educated me too much on it. It's too dang good, bro. And so what ended up happening was basically out of that teaching, H2Hub was kind of birthed out of a necessity to address those people who want to know. And I didn't want to be like any other just influencer and everything else where, you know, you just say go buy it because I said it's good, right?
Right, right.
I wanted to actually show, because at that time, there were just many people that are like that. Like, I wanted to show the people that the products that I'm recommending to them actually has been third-party tested and actually been looked at objectively, demonstrating that the product provides therapeutic levels of hydrogen gas that is safe to use and it has some form of build quality, right? So I had to figure out a way to do that. And so what I did was that I went through all the scientific literature. I went through the literature and I've developed performance standards for hydrogen products based on the scientific literature. What is therapeutic? What isn't therapeutic? Based on my industry experience of different technologies. And I developed these standards, hydrogen performance standards that can be viewed on my website. You can publicly see some of our standards that these products have to hit these metrics when we do a product evaluation to be recommended by us. Yeah. If they don't hit it, you will never see the product on our website. And so this is why people come in and say, man, I see you recommend like 30 or 40 products, but there's like so many products on the web. I mean, there's so many products on the market. And I say, yeah, you don't see the products that I haven't tested. I mean, like you don't see the products that I have tested, but hasn't passed the standards.
Right.
And the reason why I do that is that out of professional courtesy, I send these people test reports.
Sure, sure.
On their product. And I say, this is where it failed. This is what it can be better at. And so I didn't do this by myself, by the way. I've had engineering help and I've had help from researchers that have helped me come to the place to be able to put these standards together and actually start to come up with basic protocols for testing different products. And so that's what my company does. And I want to help people because hydrogen is, like I said, the therapeutic potential of hydrogen is amazing, right? We need far more research. There's more research that need to be done on it, right? But the therapeutic potential for helping different things, I don't care whether it's, like I said, general health to different disease models to athletic performance. Like there's just so many different things that it seems it can be doing. Like there's one study I just read recently with breathing hydrogen gas. This was a human study. They showed that inhaling hydrogen gas for 20 minutes before exercise decreased the stress on the prefrontal cortex of the subject's brain.
Wow.
Then translated to lower fatigue during the exercise. And so basically they didn't have to use as much much strain on the executive function of the brain for the exercise, and it decreased the overall fatigue.
Sure.
Last session. And I was like, this stuff's amazing, right? But they actually gave those subjects a particular dose.
Yeah.
And you can't expect to get those results if you're not using that particular dose. So what dose did they use? People don't think that way. And so that's what my company do is actually making hydrogen easy. I want you to be able to come and say, hey, this is a company I can trust that they're going through the process. You can we put our test reports out. We make videos showing you, like showing you actual, like me going through testing to show you the results on the product. So they could be, man, I have a level of actual confidence in purchasing a product that I know I'm going to get some benefit from, rather than just hearing a bunch of good scientific information around it and then buying something and never knowing you're actually going to get a good dose or not.
Right.
That's what many people are going through right now. And that's how I got to where I'm basically where I got in a nutshell. There's many other parts to it, but basically that's how we got here.
So in my shoe world, you're like an authenticator, basically.
Yeah. Basically. Yep. Basically. Yep. Yeah. That's the way of thinking about it. Actually, I have you wanted even to show you since I had you on here that, like, so I've been having that bottle, right? The bottle you got running, right?
Yeah.
right? And I'm not going to test the hydrogen concentration, but I do want to show you that it's producing hydrogen gas. And I'm going to turn it off. It's been running for a few minutes now. This is distilled water in here. So while you were talking and stuff, I went ahead and put some in. So you heard it pop.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it into a beaker so that you can see the water in there. And I'm going to show you that it actually has hydrogen gas in it. So, like I said, it's just like clear water. Let me get some H2 blue. See if that's enough. All right. So this is H2 blue. This is H2 blue uses methylene blue and colloidal platinum. Platinum is the catalyst. Methylene will like methylene blue will actually react with hydrogen gas.
Okay.
Methylene blue is a color indicator. Methylene blue is blue. But when it reacts with hydrogen gas, it becomes leucomethylene blue, right? So, which is basically translucent. It's just colorless. So anyway, if you were to put this into tap water, it's just going to turn blue.
Right.
You're going to put it into hydrogen water, it's going to turn clear. And so I'm going to go ahead and throw a couple drops in. And let's see what happens. Gone. Right?
Oh.
So I can do a couple more. Throw a couple more drops in. Gone. Right?
Nice.
So now I'm going to go ahead and take some distilled water. And I got some distilled water over here. And I'm going to pour some into this one. Now I'm going to set my hydrogen down. And this is distilled water. You throw a couple drops in. Stays and turns blue.
Wow.
Right? So this is really cool to show people that, no, it actually does have dissolved hydrogen gas in the water. And because it's reacting with the hydrogen gas that's dissolved into the water. So I just think that when it comes to people verifying hydrogen water products at home, this is such a useful tool.
Yeah.
I recommend it. It's recommended on my website so people can measure hydrogen gas in their own water. And I can actually see the hydrogen concentration, actually see that there's actually hydrogen gas in there. It's not just kind of product.
So on these, when you start to run it, like you were running at your bottle and it was showing, you know, kind of brewing up the hydrogen, so to speak.
Yeah.
Does it shut off automatically so people know, or do you time it, or how long is it supposed to?
No. So like it shuts off it shuts off automatically when you push the button once. It's going to show on the camera. You probably can't see it, but it's a time on it.
Oh, okay.
So like you push it once and it runs for 5 minutes. If you push it twice, it'll run for 10 minutes. I don't recommend drinking the bottle any less than 10 minutes.
Okay.
10 minutes is going to dissolve into this 8 ounces. We've measured as high as 5.5. There's been laboratory results with this particular bottle is upwards of 6.
Wow.
Milligrams per liter or ppm, so it's a really, really high concentration. It's really hard to find a bottle that actually makes these types of levels. And then, And then after 10 minutes, it'll beep and it'll shut off. And then you have basically, I'll push the button. If you hold it down for a couple of seconds, it'll turn off. But there's a little button on the top because the hydrogen gas is being produced and this thing's going to be held under pressure. So it's going to be like 30, 40, 50 PSI that is actually within this little volume size. So I have a button to release the pressure. And when you do that, it'll release that pressure and make this easy to open.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's how that works.
But then you only have a certain amount of time to drink that, right?
Correct. I would drink it within the next 5 to 10 minutes, no slower than that.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I would tell you drink it in the next 5 minutes to get the max amount of hydrogen gas into your body. Hydrogen does have what's called a half-life, meaning that how fast hydrogen is dissipating.
Mm-hmm.
So hydrogen dissipates rapidly from water. Its half-life is like 2 hours. So let's say it's 2 hours at 1.6 ppm. So let's say you had a glass of water that was at 1.6 ppm. You left it open to the atmosphere. You come back in 2 hours. It's 0.8 ppm. Half of the hydrogen is already gone. Boom.
Right.
And so hydrogen water is just like any other gas dissolved into water. the higher the concentration of hydrogen gas is going to be dissolved in water or a gas in water, the faster it's going to equilibrate or basically dissipate from the water. So think of champagne, right? Like champagne is held under a lot of pressure. You got a lot of carbon dioxide gas in there. When you pop that bottle, poof, and you let go of that pressure, carbon dioxide is rushing out.
Right, right.
Rushing out, right? And so same thing happened with the hydrogen. The higher the concentration, the faster it's going to dissipate. So the half-life, let maybe say like one of these hydrogen bottles, it's not going to, I mean, a high concentration one like this, it won't be 2 hours. You're talking about half-life being somewhere 30, 40 minutes or something. You know what I mean? You're talking about way, way faster. So I tell people to drink it quickly.
And then lastly, you mentioned this to me. Don't drink it right out of the bottle, right? You want to put it into a glass.
Right. It's right. It's preferable to drink it out of a glass. And so typically, if you're going to drink it out of a glass, because hydrogen is rather fragile when dissolved in the water, any kind of agitation causes it to dissipate quicker. So I typically pour it at a 45 degree angle and let it just go down.
Okay. Right?
So instead of letting it splash.
Right.
Pour down a 45 degree angle and then I drink it. But if you're on the go and you want to use your bottle, you can drink it from the bottle, but you need to know that you should disinfect it because basically your bacteria just got into the bottle.
Right, right.
When you go home, you know, you could do it, once a day, once every other day, once a week. You just need to disinfect your bottle regularly with like a good disinfectant. The one I like is hypochlorous acid.
Yep, I ordered that as soon as you told me right on Amazon. I got a big ass jug of it, man.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, man. I like hypochlorous acid. I have devices that make it at home. It is like one of the best disinfectants on the planet, or known to existence. And it's more basically it's more human friendly. It's not like as harsh as bleach or something like that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you pour it in there, soak that mug with some hypochlorous acid, shake it around a bit. Pour it out, put some clean water in there, shake it around a bit, and then you're good to go.
I researched it, and it was saying, like, it was one of the best things to kill COVID like this, like, you know, if there was, like, traces of it. I mean, it's strong.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. HOCl is amazing. And even how it goes about killing things, I would say the HOCl is probably my second favorite molecule. Hydrogen is my first. the hydrogen molecule is my first favorite molecule, and then the second would be hypochlorous acid. It's pretty remarkable, man. It's just a really remarkable killing agent.
So as long as you put that in there, like you said, shake it up, pour it out, then put water in there, shake it up, pour it out, then it's good to go to drink out of it, harmed or nothing like that.
Right. You're good to go. Okay. It's not like I said, it's not going to be something dangerous and going to hurt you. Something like bleach or something, right? Which is chloride. And then you have hypochlorous acid. Both of them are a chlorine species. You have basically, when it comes to chlorine species, you have chlorine, which is Cl2.
Yeah.
And then you have hypochlorous acid. Cl2, when it's dissolving or when you're producing it, it likes to dissolve into water between a 1 to about 3 pH of water. Then you have hypochlorous acid. So if chlorine is in water that now becomes like a 5 to 7 mm-hmm. pH, it automatically reacts to water and converts to hypochlorous acid, which is HOCl, which is far less harsh and damaging than chlorine gas. And it converts to this killing agent. And like I said, it's far less harsh, but it is amazing killing agent. And then if you move the pH of the water up from 7 to like 11, then HOCl turns into hypochlorite, which is bleach.
God. Which
is far more harsh, but hypochlorous acid is 100 times more effective than bleach at equal concentrations, but not as but it's not damaging as bleach when it comes to hurting us.
Okay, cool, man.
Yeah.
That was extremely insightful stuff, man. I really, really appreciate it. Why don't you, and I'll put all of this in the descriptions and I'm going to have you give me everything, but tell people where they can follow you and kind of get in touch with you and check your company out.
Yeah, man. So you can go to my company. It's h2hub.com. That's h2hub.com. And it's hub with two B's, H-U-B-B.com. And so h2hub.com, no spaces. And then you can also find me on YouTube, H2Minutes. H2 Minutes is, like I said, my YouTube channel. You can type in H2 Minutes, and it's no space between it. It's just H2 and Minutes. And then you'll find me and teaching about all these wonderful things when it comes to hydrogen. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms. Have Instagram page, H2 Hub Instagram page, H2 Minutes Instagram page. You can find me on Facebook as well. And yeah, so those are the places you typically can find my information. And yeah, I really appreciate you allowing me to be on this interview with you and get to share some of this information around hydrogen.
Absolutely, man. I thank you for being honest and like upfront with everything and being a breath of fresh air, because we all need that. And we need people like you in these types of industries. So just from one that's like that to another, it's very appreciated. And that's probably why we got along so well, because we kind of have that same kind of mentality and everything. So very insightful. Just, I can't thank you enough for the time and for all of the help. And I think this is going to benefit a lot of people. And we're going to try to get this out there in front of as many people as we can, so they can really have the right kind of information.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I think that's what's needed, is for people to get that right information, because it's buzzing right now. Hydrogen is buzzing. They need to get the right info, though, so they don't get mistaken, because many people right now today are buying bottles from terrible companies and different things like that.
Well, we're going to try to prevent that, my man. We're going to do our best here. So
thank you so much.
Yes. That being said, everybody, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli and Taiwan Hubbard signing off.
Later.